This episode is sponsored by our friends at Wildford Planners. Wildford Planners are committed to supporting these important conversations we here at Planners and Wine bring to you. Be sure to follow Wildford Planners on social media to continue the conversation.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Planners and Wine. My name is Megan.
And I am Myra. Welcome back. Not paying attention and looking at Simply Gilded.
Myra, we just started.
I'm here now.
You're already chopping. Oh my gosh.
Irene just takes control. I'm sorry.
Shout out to Irene. Yes. Shout out to Irene. We're going to talk some more about Simply Gilded later, Myra.
Yes.
But yeah, guys, welcome back to the episode this week. We hope that you guys enjoyed last week's episode with the very, very amazing and talented and gorgeous Bunny from Archer and Olive. She was so awesome to talk to last week.
I know. And she is so gorgeous. I was poking around on the website. I'm like, oh, this picture of her is so beautiful.
Yes. Yes.
And she is beautiful inside and out. So
she really is. She really is. And very modest. I love a modest gal. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. She's dope. She is so dope.
She's so dope. But yeah, guys, so we're back and it's just the two of us. Y'all like that? I think I can sing sometimes. But Dallas be trying to tell me I can't.
Let him know that you need to be great.
Period. Like, if you can't hype your wife, who can you hype?
That's why when people were like, this was all pre-Trump Kanye, but people were mad at Kanye when he was like, my wife is the most beautiful woman in the world. Like, that is what you are supposed to say.
Yeah
like,
should.
Why
Absolutely.
Are you upset about that?
Absolutely.
That's his wife.
Yeah, for real. And I mean, I could be honest. I mean, Kim K is definitely probably one of the most beautiful women, you know, in the world. One of them. She's beautiful, you know, manufactured or not. Yeah. She is still beautiful. Period. It's her face. She paid for it.
Yeah.
Period.
Exactly. So. Exactly. Yeah.
Now, don't come for me on that one.
Yeah, that's
what
I'm like.
Having fun.
You already heard somebody typing like, it's all fake. But
I know, right? I know. Y'all
like,
know.
She paid for it. It's hers.
If anybody is not a Kardashian stan, it is me. It is I. Okay? So you don't have to worry. This is not becoming a Kardashian stan podcast. We promise. Because no.
Yeah, very true. We're cool on that.
You know what? I need to bring back celebrity garbage. Because speaking of the Kardashians.
I see one of them got pregnant.
Yeah, you know. Myra, don't be trying to steal my thunder. Like, what? Oh,
I don't know the names. So you still got it.
Maybe if we have time at the end of the show, we could talk about a little bit of celebrity garbage. Because now that I'm thinking about it, I do have a little bit to share. So maybe we can do that at the end of the show.
Yes. Yeah. Because, she be on the Shade Room and TMZ and all that.
I do. I really. We got to come up with a segment specifically for you. Like, what's happening this week in Animal Crossing or something like that? Because that's what you love.
Oh, man. That literally will be the only game because that's the only game I kept up with. But
Period. You're going to get me playing it. I know. I feel it. I feel me playing Animal Crossing very, very soon.
It's coming.
Yes,
it's coming.
It is. But yeah, guys, make sure y'all check out our Patreon. Our Patreon has been growing so much over this past summer.
Yes.
It has been absolutely crazy. We're so close to having 100 patrons and it's so exciting. We love the Facebook group. We have so much fun. We love the meetups. Myra just hosted a watch party for the LuLaRoe documentary on Amazon with our patrons. Mm-hmm. I couldn't make it because my internet was trash, but it's fine. Myra held it down. And that was very cool. So we just do lots of stuff with our patrons. And coming up, we're going to try to do way more things, especially on the Facebook page, maybe some more Facebook lives, things like that, just to interact and hang out with the patrons more. So definitely check it out and join us.
Yes. And right now is a good time to join us because like Meg said, we are slowly getting to being able to do a lot more. Mm-hmm. We already do a lot. Like, let me not like downplay us. We do a lot. Period. And we have fun over in the Patreon, but we are moving forward since we have a team now. I feel like I'm gonna say that every episode, but
shout out to Karina. Hey girl.
Yes. So that frees us up to do a lot more, because mm-hmm. Even like the watch party yesterday was very impromptu. So it's going to be a lot of stuff like that. That's just a sprinkle of little extra for the mm-hmm. Patreon crew. So yep. It's a good time to jump on.
It is. Because next month in October, well, this month we have a live show. Next month in October, mm-hmm. we'll do our Halloween movie night. November, it'll be another live show. And then in December, we'll have a meetup, but it'll also be our Secret Santa reveal. So we'll set up a whole Secret mm-hmm. Santa thing in November, match people with people anonymously, just like we did last year with our VIP patrons, and get that going. It was so much fun. Oh my gosh. Everybody got such good gifts. It was amazing.
I know. If we get one another this year, I'm like, this thing is rigged and we're not using it no more.
Because you got me last year, didn't you?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah.
That's so funny.
I'm like, really?
And I got Nunu, and her candles didn't get there until like literally like the very last second. It was because they were like on back order or something crazy, because yeah. It was those Jackie Aina candles. But yeah, that was so fun. So. Oh
yeah, she the one who got me purchasing those candles, and they are really good.
Really? Okay, I classy. Need to check them out. Because I love Jackie Aina. I love her so yes. much. So.
Very classy. Very mm-hmm. it screams her. So she did a good job with that.
That's awesome. Can we get her on the podcast? I mean, I know she's not like a planner babe officially, but she seems like a we good don't know that. Time. You know what? She know might that. Be a secret planner babe. Yeah, you're right.
Some of these influencers and celebs low-key too, like they gotta plan out their content.
That's very true. No. Yeah, okay, so we'll I don't know if y'all got any guest ideas
or some tea on Jackie. Do right. she got a planner?
Right, have you seen a planner in the background of her YouTube video? Go ahead and investigate for us, please, guys. Oh my gosh, so last week we talked about this very serious topic, Bath and Body Works candles, and Myra shamed me into not getting more than one pumpkin candle because somebody said she doesn't like pumpkin candles, even though she loves pumpkin everything. Pumpkin candles are just not her fave. So I ended up only getting one pumpkin candle. I got pumpkin cupcake. I still got to go pick it up tomorrow at the store. But then, Myra, what did you tell people what you did today? Yes, she's on trial.
Side note, we didn't ask Bonnie if she liked pumpkin spice.
You know what? I know. We gotta email her then, because we have to know.
We have to email her. We have to know. Let y'all know next week.
Yep.
But I did go to Bath and Body Works mm-hmm. on my way to Home Depot, which is a whole nother story. But I got four candles.
How many of them were pumpkin scented, Myra?
Two technically were. I did pick up white pumpkin oatwood, uh-huh. which I was not expecting to like, but it smells so good. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, pumpkin spice latte.
Y'all, Myra, I feel very betrayed. She talked me down from getting two pumpkin candles. I got one, and here she go traipsing in here. She forgot that she did me like this, because when she told me about it, she acted like it was no big deal. And I was like, well, wait a damn minute.
No, I said I felt bad.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, yeah, you did feel bad. I remember. So I did feel bad.
I guess you're not totally
I could have just lied.
You just you possibly never guilty. Known. When, I would have came over your house like months from now to visit.
Like what is all these pumpkin candles? Those are technically the only two ones, because I don't know, maybe Bath and Body Works switched it up, because I did not used to love their pumpkin scents. Mm-hmm. But when I went in today, they were really good. So yeah. Maybe they switched it up.
Yeah, yeah. Well, tomorrow,
or my palate just changed. I don't know.
Yeah, tomorrow when I go pick up my candles, because they do curbside, you can order them online and then mm-hmm. pick them up as long as they're in stock in the store. And if I don't like any of the ones that I got, I'm definitely going to switch it out and be like, oh, Ashley, can you run back in and get me a white pumpkin oakwood? Thank you.
Oh, that one smells so good. I did not like the white pumpkin, but the white pumpkin oatwood is two different candles.
Yeah.
very distinct different smells too. So okay,
that's good. That's good. That's one thing. That's one reason why I kind of didn't want to get more than one pumpkin candle, because I didn't want them to be too similar. Anyway, so but we'll see. I'll keep y'all updated on what happens with the pumpkin candle saga, because it's always okay. Something going on.
Chuck just came in with the rest of my candles, so I can Ooh. Tell you what the other two are now.
Yeah, what are the other two?
Okay, it was Autumn. I think I said, let me see. Live on the air. I may have gotten three.
Pumpkins. Girl, y'all, this is going to be the last episode of Planners and Wine. What? I can't believe you. Wait a minute. Wait a damn minute.
I didn't even remember. I must have blacked out.
What was the... I blacked out. What candles did you get, Myra? Goodness.
Okay, Autumn, Pumpkin Apple,
Pumpkin Spice Latte,
and white pumpkin oat. It is three. Pumpkin
candles. And she tried to drag me over getting two. You don't know your friends like you think you know your friends. I promise you don't. I promise you don't.
I blame this on Bath and Body Works, because I feel like they must have changed their formula.
It's the betrayal for me. It's the hypocrisy for me.
Now I feel like you gotta tell me what place you picking up from, so I could place an order for another pumpkin, because I feel bad. I can't believe it's three of them.
It's okay, y'all. Myra is gonna have the most pumpkin-est smelling house on the freaking block, and I can see this is, you know, things change, people change. You just have to go with the flow, okay?
Yeah, just try something new. Like, yes. If you still are like,
yeah,
F pumpkin, just try it.
Just
and
try
honestly,
it.
This pumpkin apple smells more appley, cinnamony than pumpkiny. Just saying, apple should be first, because it smells like apples to me. I don't really smell
what
that
apple
much
smell
of pumpkin.
Like apple pie kind of.
Yeah, it's like a more cinnamon kind of scent.
The cinnamon is the pumpkin, I guess. Maybe. Yeah, y'all. I cannot wait to tell Queen. I can't, because Queen tried to defend me when Myra was attacking me. And here go Myra with three pumpkin candles.
Queen gonna be like, now you know you wrong.
She wrong. She, you dead wrong.
I didn't know.
Oh my
God. Now I low-key wish Chuck was like, nah, I ain't gonna go out there and get it for you.
The name of this episode is gonna be called Pumpkin Spice Hypocrisy.
Oh my God, that's
Pumpkin Spice Lies. Pumpkin Spice Betrayal. Okay.
Oh my God. Pumpkin Spice Latte.
Latte. Love it. Y'all, this is gonna be a fun episode. I know we done had to get real heavy on the past few episodes, but you know what? We're just gonna focus on the fun. I'm actually gonna take off one of these topics that was a little heavier, because I just don't feel like it. I just feel like having fun this
week. We had a lot this week. If you guys honestly, y'all, we said our piece. Mm-hmm. If y'all follow us on Instagram, you know where we stand, you know what we said, and that's just going to be it on what's going on in the community. Yep. And moving forward, I think we've both agreed that we are going to be speaking on topics more so here on this podcast, because you do have to do a little extra work to come over here. You know, people can't just send stories and create all kinds of different narratives. Mm-hmm. So we definitely will still be speaking up, but you probably will see it like, I see what's going on, we'll talk about it on the show kind of thing.
Exactly. Because so, Instagram is
just
messy.
To protect our peace.
Yeah, and Instagram just feeds into mess. And it's like the whole situation from, you know, this past couple of days, it just got to be way too much and turned into something that it really wasn't. And we're really sick of the us versus them narrative when it comes to so many different things, because that's not our intent at all. Like, nobody wants to tear people down. And at the end of the day, it's the companies that are messing up really bad, and it's like the people, everybody else just needs to kind of stay in their lane when it comes to all that, you know, let people support who they want to support and leave it at that, you know what I'm saying? So
Yeah, things get misconstrued, and at least we're grateful to have this podcast platform because we can talk about it long form and you all can like really hear our voices, because tone context matters too. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that's just what we're going to do moving forward, and that's just going to be that.
Yep. And I'm excited. I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm really excited too.
More for you guys who really care about us and care about our voices and what we have to say. And that just kind of opens up a dialogue between us and our amazing listeners, because we always love you guys' feedback and your take on things. So definitely always hit us up and let us know how you guys feel about the things that we talk about, like this Bath and Body Works drama. Let us know. Did Myra betray? Did she commit the ultimate betrayal? Let me know.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna put up a survey on her.
It's gonna be a poll in our story.
Yes.
Please vote. I would love to see what y'all think, but so, it was not intentional.
It was not.
Just know it was not. I did not know. I did not think I was gonna walk in there with all this.
She was not trying to keep all the pumpkin candles from me. Okay. Mm-hmm. Like that wasn't her intent.
No.
Not she wants all. My house to smell good too, guys. It's fine.
Oh, now I feel like I'm gonna end up going back down this candle rabbit hole, because the winter season is coming up too, and I love all of their winter scents.
Yes, and guys,
and candle day.
Yeah, I feel like I've been really slacking on Bath & Body because I do love their candles. I just kind of buy them like here and there whenever they come to mind. But now, like, I've been so obsessed. Like, it took me days to figure out which four candles I wanted to get, because I was like, look, I'm only getting four right now. But I kept going back and forth, changing out things in my basket, and it was like a whole thing. I'm super excited for candle day, because I want to be a candle lady like Myra, because she's a full-blown candle lady.
Are you signed up to get stuff mailed,
like the email list, like for the coupons?
Yeah, for the coupons.
Let me do that right now, because I keep forgetting about that. Yep.
Yeah, sign up for that, because they typically send out like a 20% off like coupon right around candle day. So
Let me do it right now. I'm on my Myra right now, guys.
Yep. Y'all go ahead and do it too.
Yep.
If y'all into candles, we're not trying to convert y'all or anything. But
you know, Bath and Body Works really kind of brings the people together. Because I remember last year when I was in there on candle day, I was talking to this really great lady in front of me in line. And she asked me, she was like, do you have a coupon? And I was like, no, I don't have one. She was like, here you go. I got an extra one.
When I tell you, everybody is super, well, it most. Depends on where you go. Right. Most.
Right.
It depends on where you go.
Yes.
But people are typically conversational and super nice on candle day. Like, everybody's so happy at 7 a.m.
We're getting our candles. Yeah. We're getting our lives and our candles. At
yes.
The
it's the best.
Yes. Because now, like, their hand soaps and stuff. So, yeah, I feel like I'm about to go full blown candle lady. Like, Dallas is going to have to, he's going to have to stand back. He should have to stand back, because the candles they're lit, especially the seasonal ones, like you said.
Yeah. It gets you in the mood. But it I'll tell Chuck to reach out to Dallas so they can be in a support group together.
I think they should have a Facebook group for men or spouses, you know, offering support to each other during this Bath and Body Works season every year. Because I know it's rough. I know it's rough for them.
Yeah, Chuck's like, it's just burning money. You're literally burning money. I'm like, well, the money smells good, sir.
It smells amazing. It smells amazing. Oh my gosh. So the next thing we want to talk about is, guys, there has just been a like crazy amount of planner accounts getting hacked on social media right now. It's been insane. Like, so many of the people that we like a lot, like Alicia Michelle or the shop Wildly Noted, both of those accounts, which are both shops, have gotten hacked and taken over in the past week. And these people have not yet gotten their accounts back as we're recording these podcasts.
Yeah, and I felt bad for Alicia, because she was going through a lot of personal stuff at the time too, and to have that on top of it, it's like, I hate that for her.
I know.
But please y'all check and make sure you have the two-step authentication for your account, because it's just not worth losing all of your hard work for some scammer.
And I didn't even realize, like, I had forgot to, because I was thinking she was going to get her original page back, so I didn't unfollow it or anything, and then I kind of forgot about it, and then today they came across my stories and I was like, oh, maybe she got her account back. Nope, it's the scammer posting crazy scammy stuff all in her story. So I just went ahead and blocked the account and made sure I was following her new one. So it sucks.
That
it
just really sucks. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know if there's something with Instagram, because it is super weird that is a lot of, it could be coincidence, like maybe one planner account got hacked and people like fell forward or signed up for it. I don't know what happened, but just protect your account. I don't know. It's just, it's really weird. But speaking of that, I did go ahead and finish our email list. So please, y'all, go head over to plannersandwinepod.com. Sign up for our emails. We promise we will not be bugging you. We ain't got time.
No, we don't.
But that's a good thing to have an email list in case, God forbid, anything happens to one of our accounts, we can notify y'all via email.
Exactly.
Sign up for that. And we'll give updates. I'm trying to see if I can do something monthly or bi-monthly, just like a wrap up and let you know what's coming
the next month, like a preview, it maybe guests or something like that, because we usually don't release a guest until like the week they're going to be on the show. But maybe with the email list, we can kind of let y'all know, like, hey, coming up this month, we're going to have so and so on the pod. And you know, obviously, if it changes, then we can always send out updates or things like that. But yeah, definitely go to our website, plannersandwinepod.com, and sign up for our email list. We would really, really appreciate it.
And people can't hack that, and we can keep y'all in the know, like if things come up or anything crazy like that. But yeah, definitely sign up and make sure you protect your account and go follow Alicia's and Wiley Notice. That's only two I could think off the top of my head right
but there were more.
There were definitely more.
I'm trying to look up
maybe
there.
We'll put it in our stories or something on Thursday. Like, hey, here's the accounts that have new.
We'll try to find some more. Yeah, but I'm looking at, so Wildly Noted's new account is just Shop Wildly Noted. And let me see. Alicia's new account is,
I think she just has a underscore.
Alicia Michelle underscore. Alicia Michelle XO underscore. And that's her new account. And guys, also, because you know I'm nosy and I want to see who's looking at my story, so I've been looking at who looks at my stories. Well, I did yesterday, and I saw that it was like three spam accounts had been on my stories, like right there in a row. So that really kind of freaked me out a little bit. So I just went ahead and blocked them. So also be aware who's looking at your page. Maybe think about doing the close friends list on Instagram. That's where you can put specific people that you like really interact with a lot on a list on your Instagram, and then you can only upload, you can upload stories that only those people can see. I have been utilizing that a lot more with some things that I post that I just feel like are just a little bit more private, that I just don't want the whole world to know about or to be able to comment on. So
yeah,
you know, that's definitely an option too, especially if you don't have a private, you know, Instagram page.
I just created my close friends list. I haven't used it just yet, but I just created it. I feel like I'm going to get there and use it more often than not.
It's amazing. Because then when you post things, only the people that you want a response from are giving a response to it. Because sometimes you don't want a response from anybody who just happens to come across your page. You know what I'm saying? So
And most of those folks gets it too. Like, you know what I mean? Like they probably won't even give a comment because they like, I see you, we here, keep it moving, you know. And sometimes it's just what you need for your piece. Like,
I agree.
I'm slowly learning that, like, I want to interact with everybody and talk to everybody, and I'm very open about all that, but sometimes like everybody just doesn't deserve your energy.
That's the thing.
And I'm trying to slowly learn that balance. Like, you know, I love talking to you guys and interacting, but there's also like, Instagram is for everybody. It's not like this podcast where you actively have to go listen to it. Instagram's for everybody. People can share your stories, and I just even if people mean well, everybody just don't need a piece of you.
I agree. Yeah. And there are things like there, like Instagram does have an option to where you can turn off your stories being shared. Granted, that's not going to stop anybody from screenshotting your stories.
Right.
But you can stop people from sharing your stories in that way. You know, there are a lot of different things that you can kind of do, kind of play around with Instagram a little bit and just see better ways to just protect your peace. And even if you have a public page that still just does not give everybody automatic permission to have access to you, like something I have on mine too, I have it so only people that I follow can like respond to my stories. So if I don't follow you back, then you would have to go to my page to physically send, like to press the button to send me a DM. Mm-hmm. So
it's people extra can still work.
DM yeah. you, but obviously it'll be only people who just really, really got something important to say instead of just some rant. And I did that just because I don't want, like I said, random people who just come across my stories who don't even follow me feeling like, oh, well, let me say this to her. I don't want to hear it. So you can save it. If it's really, really important, you'll take the extra steps to go to my page and hit the message button and do it that way. And so...
Yeah, I will say this. Yeah. Most people do mean well.
Mm-hmm. Most people do. Yes.
And throughout all this, I have very overwhelmingly had positive interaction with people more so than negative. Mm-hmm. It's just the negative sometimes can get so overwhelming. That's and it just it ends up outweighing the positive. So mm-hmm. I know it shouldn't. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be that
it
way.
It does sometimes. Yeah.
Yeah, that's how it is. So
that's true.
Yeah, just learning to understand who to give my energy to.
Absolutely, absolutely. And so, Myra, how many people do you have on your close friends list?
How do I tell that?
So if you go to your Instagram, you know how when you switch to go look at the Planners and Wine page?
Yeah.
Then right as soon as you open it up, it'll show your page in blue and it'll show you how many people are on your close friends list. And then your like normal follower list.
Oh, 44.
Okay. I have 52.
Oh, I don't have enough then.
Girl, no, you're fine. we can go through our list together when we finish recording to make sure we're on the same page. But we talk to different people, so it's fine. And I'm not gonna say
yeah.
like, everybody on my list are
I'm
not
happy
people.
With this list now yeah. scrolling through.
Yeah, yeah, everybody on my list is not people that I talk to on a daily basis or anything like that. It's just people that I'm a little bit more comfortable with because I have had mm-hmm. probably a few extra conversations with them. And so yeah. If I like post a picture of my kid or something about school or something like that, then I just don't want everybody to be able to have access for that. Basically, I don't want anybody to have access to that who would do some screenshotting type of stuff, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. That's the same. I'm pretty happy. Like mm-hmm. definitely agree. These are people that I've had further conversation. We ain't BFFs, but mm-hmm. you know, I kind of have a better understanding of who they are.
Yep.
So yeah, definitely yep. happy with it. Exactly. And for those people who are screenshotting and sending stuff to other people, like just
get
stop.
A life. Get a life.
Out. Leave me alone.
Get a life.
Jeez, it's really annoying.
Yeah.
And why do
yeah.
you still want people sending you screenshots of somebody that that blocked you?
That's
thing. Weird.
Yeah, it is weird. Yeah, I don't understand. It's like if you don't like somebody and they have an issue with you, then just leave each other alone, protect both of your peace, you know what I'm saying? And just don't even engage, like don't even be curious. Like it doesn't hate watching people really makes no sense. I've definitely been guilty of hate watching before, I'm not gonna lie. But I can be honest with myself and reflect that it's not healthy and it's pointless. Like if I don't like somebody, if we don't vibe, I don't need to keep up with them. It's that's the reason why we don't follow each other anymore. So what's the point?
Yeah. Yeah. And one of the main reasons why we're like, we're gonna go in details with quote unquote controversial stuff here on the podcast, because mm-hmm. it started to seem like couldn't tell the two people apart kind of mm-hmm. thing. And people mm-hmm. were very seeing that as well. And I'm just like, I don't like that kind of energy.
I agree.
So
yeah, yeah. I agree. Cause it's a quote and it's like, don't never argue with a fool because from a distance, people can't tell who is who or something like that. So yeah. basically you both look like fools. And I don't like that. I don't like that either. No, because we're not here for people's entertainment. We're here to just put our voices out there and, you know.
It's a message behind it. It's exactly. Like it's not entertainment. Exactly. You know, it's a message that we're trying to get across. Uh-huh. And sometimes, like, it can get misconstrued and then the message is lost. So what's the point? It's exactly. Wasted energy.
Exactly. So, totally agree.
You come here for it.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because we will always be serving the tea hot and ready,
like scorching hot on the Patreon.
Scorching hot on Patreon. maybe too hot.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, so now I'm looking on my phone because I'm trying to look up the new EC petite planners.
Ooh, yes.
Because you had got a sneak peek of those in Laura, playing with Laura's live the other day, and I was not able to make that, unfortunately. Yes. So I'm about to look now online because they have a lot. So, yeah. So they have the folios that are in 7x9 size. They are really cute. And I, full disclosure, yes, these do look very similar to the Plum Paper ones that Plum Paper has had forever. Julie pointed that out a few weeks ago.
Wait, I wasn't privy to this. Nobody tells me anything.
They look a little similar. It hasn't really been talked about a lot. Julie is the only person who I saw who pointed that out. And I had noticed that too, because I have had one of their folios. Granted, the material looks different. Like, this seems like a very, like a thicker type of vegan leather.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, but I can say the Plum Paper ones are very flimsy. I was not a big fan of it when I got it because I just expected it to have a little bit more like weight to it. I don't know about the EC ones, but they look like they're a little bit heavier, but they do look a lot like them. And I think the closure is different too, because like with the Plum Paper ones, it's like some type of tie closure, and with these seem like they're either magnetic or maybe a button, something. I think it's a button. Yeah, it's like,
yeah, I think I did pick up one, but yeah, it is very similar.
It's a similar design.
I even looking at the Plum Paper ones, I could see where you were like, it feels kind of flint. It looks more like an envelope kind of vibe with the twisting.
And I guess that's what they were going for. But yeah, it is very flimsy. I hope that the EC one is a little, because if this one is like flimsy too, then I'm like, okay.
Well, we'll find out, because I did.
Myra's gonna report back. Yeah, Myra's gonna report back. But they are pretty. I mean, the colors are totally different than the Plum Paper ones, also. So it's not like it's an exact replica or anything, but the design style is very similar. So,
yeah, I mean, they're both folios. So I can see.
How many ways can you make a folio?
Yeah. You know,
that's kind of the thing too. So I can say, but I see both sides of it. And I just wanted to just point that out also, because, you know, yeah, but these are, I keep debating if I want to get this blush one, because it is really, really pretty. Which color did you get?
Camel, I believe is what it's called.
Oh, yeah, it's called Camel.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, I got that one. And they finally came out with a black. So I am so excited.
Y'all, because if you have been sleeping under a rock, we have been talking about this a lot online, that Myra does not own a black purse. somehow.
It's a staple. Didn't know.
It's a staple. Mm-hmm. I can confirm that it is a staple.
Did not know. Sorry, was out of the loop. So, but now I have one. EC said, we got you.
Yes. So. I can't wait till you get your stuff. Go ahead.
No, I'm just looking at the folios and they're really cute.
We're not shopping right now.
I already bought. I'm observing.
Oh my God.
For the audience.
Thank you.
They can't see, so I have to look for them.
Period. And she will report back that everything looks really cute. And they have some new covers and stickers as well, because obviously it is, you know, fall and winter are all about the seasonal. So they did drop their new fall collection. So they have some new covers with like pumpkins, some florals, some for Halloween specifically, like skulls and ghosts, a few classics that they bring back pretty much every year, which are really, really cute. So I might have to get one of these covers, because I am an EC life planner right now and I am pretty obsessed with Halloween. So I think I got to do it.
Yeah, I'm like, well, how is it going to work? Because you know, I have the vegan leather cover. I can't take it off.
Can you put it in front? Can you put like this cover in front of it, maybe?
I mean, I guess I could. It might be a little bulky, but it
Yeah.
shouldn't be too bad. But yeah,
Right.
the fall covers are actually pretty cute.
Yeah, they are really
I'm not
cute.
mad at these pumpkins and stuff.
No, I like them a lot. I really do like them a lot. And also, Notique just had another release because VJ said she want all the
Oh,
Christmas
yeah.
money. You're not buying your kids their Xbox this year because I need their coins.
Y'all, I
I
was
love
going back
it.
and listening to a few episodes, and we were talking about how we wanted a white Notique,
We
and
did.
we spoke it
I
into
forgot
existence.
we talked about that.
Yeah.
I literally forgot. So yeah, she has it's called Dove White Croco Luxe Vegan Agenda, and it's ringless. It has like the gold Notique symbol on it. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it's did you buy it?
Not yet. I
Okay.
can't justify it. I'm like, what I'm,
Yeah,
but it's
because you did
gorgeous.
just
I
get one
really
of
do
the new
want it.
zip folios too, like I did. So yeah. Y'all, we're obsessed. It's really sad. Like Notique stuff is so freaking
This just might be a Christmas gift to myself because I'm like, oh, it is so gorgeous. Maybe I'll try like a
Yes.
B6 size, like try
Yeah.
something different, but
Oh yeah, that's a good idea. 'Cause they got it in the red lipstick one. Oh my gosh. I'm not even a big fan of red, but that looks like I love, but some red stuff is just so gorgeous to me. Oh my
It
gosh.
looks classy. It looks expensive.
Yes. I love Notique. And the bags, like the bigger bags, like the tote bags should be coming out really soon too. So
Whew.
just
I'm
tell your
nervous for them
job
bags.
to just send your paycheck to Notique because what's the point? What's
Signed to
the
VJ. Signed it to VJ.
Seriously. Seriously. Oh my gosh. So yeah, I'm excited for all the new things coming out. But yeah, you and guys, obviously, we're definitely not, even though in the planner community, consumerism is just rampant. We're not advocates for insane consumerism, and we're honestly trying to do our best to tailor what we buy to things that we really, really want and not just to go crazy buying everything. That's why with all the new things that Notique has come out with over the past like month or two, we have not bought every single thing. We haven't even come
There's
close
no
to
way we
buying two
could.
things. No. So we're definitely not saying that, but definitely take a look and see if there's something that you really liked, and you know, go ahead and treat yourself if you're able to. And if you don't want to, or if you're not into it, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. Like I never want to
No
advocate
pressure.
for people trying to keep up with the Joneses when it comes to all this planner stuff because it's overwhelming. Everybody and their mom has a release every other week. So do what's best for you and your budget. Seriously, like you can live without, like we can all live without all the things. None of us needs all the stickers, all the planners, all the folios, all the covers. Like we don't need everything. So I just felt like that was important to say.
I love that disclaimer because we don't want people to feel like, oh, I'm missing out or any of that stuff.
Nope. Life goes on.
It's fine.
It's
We
fine.
love to shop and you can window shop like I do on the
Yes.
podcast every week, apparently.
Yes.
It's
Yes.
fine to look and ooh and ah over it, but you don't have to drop all your coins all the
No,
time.
no,
It's
no, no.
fine.
One thing I've started doing, if it's something I'm not just dying for, but I really like it, I'll put it in my cart and I'll leave it for a few days. And if after a few days I still really want it, then I'll probably go ahead and get it. But half the time I either forget about it or just be like, I don't really need that much. So sometimes it's important to try to take a moment and think about, is this something that you really want and need, or are you seeing a lot? Other people are talking about it, other people having it, and that's kind of what's making you want it. Definitely reflect on that.
Exactly. Yeah, for sure.
Yep. Okay, so I'm about to sound really dumb for a second. What is PBC sale?
It's Planner Boss Collective, I
Okay.
believe is the abbreviation. Let
Okay,
me pull it
gotcha.
up.
Because I was like, wait, what is PBC said? Because it's on our show notes because Myra added it. Yes. But I was like, I
It
don't know
is
what this
Planner Boss
is.
Collective, and that's
Okay.
their at on Instagram. So every like
Okay.
few months or quarterly kind of thing, they have this really big kind of loop sale. So there's a ton of different shops. The okay. Honeybee shop is a part of them.
Oh, awesome. You know what? Let me follow them now. And it says it starts on the 17th. So yep,
which will be tomorrow for the most of you listening this. Yep. So
awesome.
And it's a ton of shots. Like I said, Honeybee mm-hmm. shop, like it's a lot.
It is.
Paper Share, Jane's Agenda, like it's so many shops on here. So mm-hmm. and they have different like percentage off, but the code will be the same. So you just follow the account. The code will be released whatever time that day. I don't think they have it on here, but it'll be a certain time that day.
Yeah,
and you go to your favorite shop, use that code, you know.
That's awesome. That's so convenient.
I love it. It is. It is so convenient. But yeah, shout out to Shan because she'll be a part of it, and I will be shopping her, of course.
Yes.
Of course, a few of these other shops as well. But yeah, get ready. It's fun, and it's a good way. Rose colored days too. Oh my god, her stuff is so good. But this is a good way if you are looking for, you know, different small shops to support, you know, trying to find where your planner place. I know a lot of people are going through that right now. Check out the sale and check out the shops that are a part of it, because it's a good way to see what you like. Because there is so many shops out here. There's no reason to be brand loyal.
Yeah.
Because there's just so many different options.
That's really good. So, I love that. Yes. I really, really love that. Yeah. And the last thing we want to talk about shop wise was that Simply Gilded just had a new release. So I did not end up shopping this release. It was so beautiful.
What?
It had. Can I talk? She's in shock.
I'm offended.
She is. Okay. So she has so many beautiful things, but I felt like the majority of the washies that I really, really loved were only 15 millimeter. And I am just not a 15 millimeter gal. So I had it in my cart. I reflected on it for a few hours and I ultimately decided that this just wasn't the release for me, even though it was really beautiful. Like I said, I'm just not into 15 millimeters, especially being because I do still use my half letter, being predominantly in that planner. I felt like it was really too big for the half letter, at least for me. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to wait for the next release. You know, Irene will get my money eventually, just not today. Was that good enough, Myra? Was that good enough for you?
That makes sense.
Thank you.
That makes sense. I think I honestly feel like Simply Gilded turned me on to the 15. Like the more and more that I have been watching her stuff and seeing her creativity, and then also plus, like right now I'm mainly in my EC life planner, so 15 millimeter works in there.
Yes, it does. That's the thing.
Yeah, so I just been loving it, and honestly most of the stuff that I got were like either the 10 15, or just the 15. So
but it was an absolutely gorgeous release, and
it is gorgeous, you know. Very fall. If you love fall, you would love this release.
So pretty. I love washi tape. I don't even use it as much as I should, but I just love looking at it. It's just such a beautiful like thing. Cause like in my like planner space, it's in like these clear drawers so I can see them all the time. It's just gorgeous. It's just so gorgeous.
It is. And I have been doing like junk journaling or creative art journaling, whatever you want to call it. I don't care. We're having fun. I hate when people police what it is.
Right.
But I've been doing a lot of that. So I've been able to use my washi for that. And then also like washi art, like putting washi and color in books, like kind of like what Jerrica Plan does, but like 10 times not as good. That's why y'all never see it. But I'll be her DMs all the time. Like, girl, how do you do this? But
yeah, she's so
it's
good.
A way for me to use the washi too.
That's true.
Because of course we love how pretty it is, but we gotta use the stuff.
Yeah, that's the thing. Use your stuff, guys. Shop your stash. If you feel like you're in some type of rut, like go through your stuff. Like I'm about to be doing like another major de-stash, you know, gearing up for some life changes. I'm not pregnant.
Ooh,
we can. So you all gotta.
We can talk about that more after the break too, because I got some stuff to talk about too on that de-stashing.
Oh, okay. I thought you were about to say life changes. I was about to say pregnant.
Oh, girl, no.
Okay.
God, no. gotta go to Go Wild. Please let me make it to Go Wild.
Not pregnant. Exactly. Baby, you gotta stay home. I wanna
have alcohol.
Yep, yeah, period. Yes. But yeah, guys, so we're gonna take a quick break for our sponsors and we will be right back with the rest of the show.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Hey, are you looking for fun monthly planner meetups where you can learn from some of the planner industry leaders? Or are you looking for guidance to take your social media platform to the next level? Then the Plan With Laura community over on Patreon is for you. There are 4 tiers available, which is perfect for anyone's needs or budgets. Seriously, you guys have been asking me, how do I connect and work with different brands? And I got to tell you, working with Laura has been extremely helpful for me and gave me a bunch of clarity on how I can grow not only over here on Planners and Wine, but on my own personal platform as well. So seriously, you guys, you got to check it out. Go ahead and head over to Patreon and search Plan With Laura Community, or you can check the link over in our show notes to get signed up today.
All right, guys. So we are back. One thing we want to get into before we go to our celebrity garbage that I'm so excited to bring back. Guys, if you have a small business, if you are a shop owner, if you are a content creator, we would love to advertise for you on Planners and Wine. Please hit us up at plannersandwine@gmail.com and we can talk to you. We can discuss our rates. We can talk through your budget. What we really care about is uplifting small shops and small creators who are really just trying to grow their content. So we definitely want to support you in any way we can. So make sure you hit us up.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Definitely hit us up. And we're affordable. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. We would love to work with you. Yep. If you're about this community and want to support the community, we want to work with you.
Yes, absolutely.
That should be our tagline or something.
I know. It's, you know what? It's been, and I guess we can talk about this real quick too. So we have been getting a few emails from like agents of people who have nothing to do with the planner community, who just see that we are a podcast who does interviews and just trying to get, you know, XYZ random person mm-hmm. interviewed on our podcast. Like, I feel like we've maybe turned down 3 different situations for that, because obviously, I mean, everybody that we talk to doesn't necessarily have to be a part of the planning or crafting community if we feel like we and our audience can connect with that person.
Yeah.
But all these situations have just not been that at all. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, one guy we got, I think the first one we got last year, it was like this, you know, guy, this older man who owned like a winery. Or something.
That one was hilarious.
That one was funny.
Yeah, he was like some specialty. I know it's a word for it. Don't come for us. We know We got wine in our names. We don't know the words. But wino? He was,
is it a specialty like wino?
Yeah, he was the top wino. And he wanted to come. Well, the agent. I think people are just searching. Like, the ones we got lately is like mm-hmm. black. So people must be searching black podcasts.
Maybe so.
Blasting stuff out.
Yeah.
But that one, I think they were just searching wine mm-hmm. and got us. And it's just like, girl, what?
Yeah.
This don't even make no sense.
It doesn't, because we don't talk about wine. Like, and I think the people who listen to us know at this point that, I mean, we just enjoy a glass of wine here and there.
Yeah.
Sometimes when we're listening to the podcast, you know, it's just, or it's kind of to tell you guys, you know, grab your planner, grab your wine and tune into the show. Not to do deep dives into wine, because we don't know anything about wine. And we drink cheap wine, like $10 wine.
Very much so. Very much so. I got a $15 bottle yesterday and I felt fancy.
Oh, you fancy.
Yeah, wine part is just what we consume as we chat, mm-hmm. as we plan. Mm-hmm. That's what the wine part is about.
Yep.
We don't know what the top wine no thing is.
No,
somebody will tell us what that word is. I know it's a special word, but
maybe if we can find like some black girl wine company or something, that would actually maybe be a really cool person to talk to on the podcast.
Yeah, because
we could
sure.
talk about like them owning a business, starting a business, what that experience has been like for them in that industry. And, you know, maybe they can send us a bottle or two. So, you know, maybe we can, that would be a really cool person to talk to, actually. So.
Yeah, it has to be mutually beneficial. And mm-hmm. it's not like we, like you said, we can talk to other people that aren't in the crafting community, mm-hmm. but we want to make sure it connects to you guys and connects yep. to us. And it's something that y'all, we think y'all will want to hear.
Like exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep. Like yeah. one of my favorite guests that we've had was Evelyn from the internets, who is yeah. not technically a part of the crafting community, even though she does bullet journal mm-hmm. just for her own functionality and everything. But, you know, but she's a amazing black content creator, you know, right. who is trying to really push herself to the next level in her career. So that's why it made sense for us to still talk to her. And obviously we just stand.
We
so
stand.
Hard.
Yeah.
We just want to talk to her really badly. So.
Yeah. Yeah. I love that episode.
I know, girl.
And that was a whole moment.
A little bit of backstory. My main computer that we record the podcast on was giving me absolute hell that day. So I had to record it on my laptop. I don't even think I was able to use my normal microphone. I had to just use like my AirPods or something.
We had to make do.
It was like late. We recorded like 15 minutes late because I was trying to get my computer to work, but she was so sweet and understanding about it. And it turned out to be, like I said, one of my favorite interviews because she was just,
yeah, she is so dope.
I got to stand real hard in person, and I'm real excited when I'm able to do that. I was just standing her.
Yeah, that was a whole moment.
That was amazing. So yeah, guys. So celebrity garbage. Myra already kind of broke the news.
Myra, oh wait, we need to talk about our hauls or our D-Sash.
Oh yeah. You want to do that first? Okay, we'll say celebrity garbage to the end. Okay.
So, it's real quick. I just have a lot of stuff on my Macari, getting rid yep. of a lot of sticker books. So if you're interested, mm-hmm. and no, it's not because of what's going on mm-hmm. while I'm getting rid of a lot of stuff. I just have to get it out of here. No one person should have this much stuff.
Yep.
So that's the only reason. So mm-hmm. if you see mm-hmm. something and you want a bundle or whatever, hit me up. Mm-hmm. I could probably do it cheaper if you just DM me too. So check it out. I guess I'll put it in the show notes or something.
Yeah, do that. Guys, I'm probably not going to add anything to my Macari because I just don't feel like it. And I really have a limited amount of time. But luckily, I do have a planner friend here. Shout out to KK. She's a fellow teacher and she does like a planner club at her high school. So I donated a whole bunch of sticker books and stuff to her over the summertime. And I think I'm going to do that again. Like, I got pretty much all my whole sticker collection is on one small Michaels cart and I've barely touched it in the last few months. So that lets me know that I need to go through and really get rid of it because I don't want to move with it. It is official. We are moving to Nashville next month. So yeah, it's just, I'm gonna get rid of a good chunk of it. I'm really gonna try to
see. I need me a KK in my life.
I know.
I need somebody to just take mm-hmm. it. I am trying to sell as much as I can because I do want to upgrade my iPad. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, like I said, probably by the end of October, if most of this stuff mm-hmm. ain't gone, it's getting donated. Yeah. I just can't have it anymore.
I
kept a decent amount, but I just have entirely too much.
Same. I think so too, because my thing is like, I want my collection to be so that I'm touching most of the stuff I have on mm-hmm. a regular basis. Like, I don't want to have so much stuff that I forget what I even have. Cause then it's hard when you're like out shopping or somewhere. You're like, wait a minute, do I really have that? I don't want to deal with that. I want to know exactly what I have and I want to be using what I have on a regular basis, because you just forget. You forget you have so many stickers and so many planners and stuff. One thing that is going to be hard for me, it's very hard for me to throw away a planner, especially if the dates are like if it's like, I have some 2021 planners that I've barely touched. It's gonna be very, very hard for me. That's why I hope KK can take that stuff too, because it's hard. It's like, oh my god, I spent like whatever on this, like why am I throwing it away?
Like, it is hard. I have a few like that too that I thought I was going to connect, but I just, mm-hmm. they and them got to go too. So I might list them, see if somebody want them. And like dirt cheap, y'all. I'm like $5, $8, $10 on stuff. Like dirt cheap.
Yeah.
Because I'm just trying to, the goal is to get rid of it, not to make a profit.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. I'm actually, so I'm giving my Silhouette machine to one of our awesome patrons. I put it in our Patreon group that I have a Silhouette machine that my husband actually got for me in 2019, because that's when I was on my, ooh, I'm going to start a sticker shop kick. When I first got into the community, through that phase, right? Yeah. But it never happened. So it's literally brand new. I've never even used it. And I told her, I was like, look, girl, I just got to get rid of this. Pay me for shipping and it's yours. So that's one of the perks.
That's a seal. Being a
patron. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You find some gems in the Patreon group. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. So yeah, now can we talk about celebrity garbage?
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Okay, first though, I want to play a game. Myra, I want you to guess, since you said you weren't sure which one of the Kardashians is pregnant?
It's one of the Jenners.
Okay, yes.
The youngest?
Yes, it is Kylie. Okay. Yep. So Kylie Jenner and her... I don't even want to call him her boyfriend because they're so on and off and we never know their relationship status. It's the weirdest thing ever. It's like they're clearly together, but they don't really like publicly claim each other super hard. I don't know. But they're
Travis.
Yeah, Travis Scott. So yeah, they're expecting their second baby. Little Stormy is going to be a big sister. So precious. And Stormy is like a couple weeks, I think, younger than Mason is. I think she was born in February of 2018.
Oh, all these kids are right around the same age as ours.
No, it's so crazy. Cute.
Yeah.
Really, really crazy. So yeah, congratulations to them. You know, bless anybody who is pregnant and wants to be right now, because I can't.
Girl, doing...
I cannot.
Not even just on a personal level, but on a pandemic level, the way of the world kind of level. It's just, yeah,
it's a lot.
It's, but they live a whole totally different life where that's not even a factor.
It's really not. Yeah. Cause my thing is like Kylie Jenner is so rich that she doesn't even have to be pregnant. She could have just got a surrogate if she just decided. So
true.
Yeah, they're living a very different life. But yeah, congratulations to them. Another part of celebrity garbage, which was kind of surprising to me. So everybody knows the whole situation with Free Britney and her conservatorship has been in the news a lot these past couple months after Britney has publicly come out saying that, you know, she has been really against this whole thing and has really just been taking advantage of her and all that. Well, a new development this week, which nobody saw coming, her dad actually put in a request to the court to formally end the conservatorship. That is very huge. Mm-hmm. So he was already...
I didn't even hear that.
Yeah, he was stepping down, but he actually put in the request to just end it. So that's really good news for Britney. Hopefully the judge, you know... hears him out. And I mean, Britney is a grown person. She is a grown woman who has her own money, her own life. And okay, just because somebody might have any type of, you know, mental illness or struggles, that does not mean that they're not capable of taking care of themselves. It just does not mean that. It does not mean that they can't take care of their own, make their own decisions. Yeah. The majority of us are like high functioning people who may whether diagnosed or undiagnosed may have some type of mental illness or, you know, some type of issues that are going on, and we're still able to live functional lives and make our own decisions. And I think that she can do that too. Like, that doesn't mean that she's perfect, but it means that she can, she should be able to have responsibility for her own life. And it's been past time for that to happen.
Yeah, that's, like you said, I did not expect that to come at all. Mm-mm. So hopefully he had a heart, I guess. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Is that the saying? People have a heart? I don't know.
Either that, or maybe he wants to stop getting death threats, and so he's just like, okay, what?
That could be fair too. Yeah,
people have been
done with this,
going crazy about him, and pretty much everybody involved in that conservatorship has just been getting a lot of hate and some really scary things to them, which I don't think any situation calls for that. As even as egregious as the situation is, like, nobody should have to be in fear for their lives. And it sucks if that is the driving factor behind why he's finally doing the right thing, but at least he's doing the right thing. That's better than nothing, I guess.
Yeah. Yeah. It still don't make it right Mm-mm. for any death threats or anything, but Mm-mm. yeah, this was the right move.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I totally agree. Let's see what else. So I know, okay, so Myra does not watch the Bachelor, Bachelorette, Bachelor in Paradise nope. franchise Mm-mm. at all. I do. I really do like it a lot.
Yes. You know,
it definitely has its issues. I've been so historically, out of the three shows, Bachelor, Bachelorette, and Bachelor in Paradise, Bachelor in Paradise has been my favorite show because it is more fun. Like, basically, the whole concept of Bachelor in Paradise is that past contestants from the shows are, like, on there all together. So it's not like one man and 30 women or one woman and 30 men. It's like 10 men and 10 women. And seeing who vibes, you know, more contestants coming on the beach. So it's just been really fun. But lately, they've just been having so much drama that it's just like, I'm just starting to think, like, am I past reality TV? I'm just not enjoying it. It's just too much drama and it's not fun.
I think I hit a point like that, too, because I used to always be everything Love and Hip Hop. That was mm-hmm. my show.
Yes.
Love and Hip Hop, yes. Black Ink Crew, those were my shows.
Mm-hmm.
And then it got to a point, I think it was a point where they were like, I can't remember which Love and Hip Hop it was, but somebody had a miscarriage and people were saying it was an abortion. And that just became a little bit too much
Isn't
for me.
It too much?
So then I like took a whole step back. I used to watch YouTubers who would review it yeah. and I loved them. But after I stopped watching, I was like, I had to stop watching them because I wasn't
it's
watching
ridiculous.
The show.
It's,
yeah. I think we all get to the point where it's like, this is too much.
It's too much. And it's like, that's why I really do like the reality shows that are like on Netflix, like The Circle or like Love is Blind, because yes, you get people's personal lives, but it's not mm-hmm. like too, especially The Circle. The Circle, you really don't get a lot of people's like intimate
it's
personal
fun.
Lives.
Yeah.
It's just fun. And it's just, and especially to me, I think the main thing about this drama is that it's so clearly caused by production, like something that was literally made up by, like, it's a real storyline, but it was just kind of put in, like, manufactured basically by production. And I feel like it's so mm-hmm. obvious, but the people involved in it are now getting so much hate on social media. Like, this one guy, he's lost like 100,000 Instagram followers over this situation. And I'm just like, okay, yeah, the situation was not great, but don't y'all see how the producers kind of just put this together? Like, I don't understand what everybody else is seeing that I'm not seeing. You know, because I'm just not mad.
Yeah,
I'm just not as mad as everybody else is.
Yeah, yeah, I think that's what it was. It started mm-hmm. to become like, it's so obvious that this is fake.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then it turns you off to it, because that's mm-hmm. exactly what happened with like the Love and Hip Hop thing. Like, this is so obvious that people are pulling the strings in the background.
Yep. Exactly. Yeah. And that's how I feel about this. And that's why it's just not fun to me. But, you know, I do still plan on watching the new season of Bachelorette that's coming out in October, because we'll have another Black Bachelorette. This amazing
Oh, that's
woman,
the one they're doing too, right?
Named Michelle. Well, they already did one of them. So they did Katie over the summer, and hers was kind of a filler season, because I've heard they really wanted Michelle, but Michelle is a teacher and it was going to be filming during the school year, and she didn't want to leave her school kids again because she already had to leave them once. So hers got pushed to October, because I guess they recorded it over the summer, and then they just put in kind of Katie season as like a filler. So I think this will be a great season for you to start watching The Bachelorette. I'm just saying, if you feel like it, if you are so inclined to do so.
I will be open.
Okay. See, that's all I
because
ask.
It's Black.
Yep, that period. And Michelle is amazing. Michelle is amazing. So I think her season is like, she was my favorite person from the last Bachelor season. So I think it's going to be really good. Yep.
Okay.
And, you know, in other Black reality news, so I also watched Big Brother. After 22 seasons of US Big Brother, we have never had a Black winner. But season 23 that is currently airing, it only has about 20 days of it left, it is guaranteed to have a Black winner because the whole final six contestants is a Black alliance.
Yeah, my mom told me that.
Is still in the house.
She called me and was like, "We did it, Joe." I'm like, what are you talking about? What? So she explained to me that it's a whole Black house and this is a huge deal. I'm like, oh, okay, it's a huge deal. Yay.
Because in the past, I think they've only had tops two Black people at a time. Sometimes only one Black person. I think last season they had maybe three Black people, but historically there have always been the majority white people in the house. You know, all the pretty people always get into an alliance together and they kick everybody out. And so a Black person has barely, like, I think there's been one or two Black people that have somehow made it to the final two. And not one, even when, like, well, the one person really deserved to win. And yeah, it's been a whole thing. And so, of course, you know, some people are very upset and try to call this alliance racist. You know, the whole reverse racism thing.
Yeah, it's funny how that works. Yeah. Right. Yeah, my mom fell out with a coworker that it's an old coworker. Yeah. They just watch Big Brother and text whenever Big Brother's on.
Yeah.
And my mom was like, I started to notice that she kept seeing like the one with the braids or like something, not their names, but something descriptive about them.
Yep.
And when she would talk about the white people, she would say their names.
Uh-huh.
So she fell out with her.
So the racist jumped out. The racism just jumped out of sis.
It jumped out. Wow. And randomly she was like, her friend told her like, yeah, I got kicked out of Facebook. I think Facebook are like Democrats. And mom's like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
What does that mean?
Right.
So she was like, yeah, the racism jumped out Big Brother.
And just in case there's anybody out there who listens to our show, I don't know if you're somebody who listens to our show, it would really like blow me away if you're one of those people who really thought that this Black alliance was racist. But just in case, I'm still just gonna break it down real quick about why it's not. So basically, at the beginning of the show, when they realized that there were six Black people in the house, and historically Black people are getting kicked out one by one. I mean, one season it was literally week after week it was a person of color, and the fact that the show has never had a Black winner, at the beginning of the season, the Black people just kind of decided, like, you know what? This might not be necessarily an alliance, but we're just going to have each other's back. And if it's you and somebody else on the block who may get voted out, we're just going to vote out the other person. Like, we're not going to have anything to do with a Black person being kicked out of this house. That's basically just the kind of agreement that they came to. And that kind of morphed into this really powerful alliance who were able to keep control of the house, even when somebody who was not in their alliance won, you know, the power for the week. They still made sure to look out for each other and have each other's back all the way up until now that six people are left in the house and all six of those people are Black. Like, it's incredible. It's really, really incredible.
Yeah, that's nice. The prime example of what Issa Rae was talking about was rooting for everybody Black. That's it. And there's nothing racist about that.
No.
Clearly, because y'all had white winners for 22 seasons.
Talking about
you can sit this one out.
I literally saw somebody else really like, what if all the white people got together and decided they were voting out everybody?
Y'all been
Black.
Doing it for 22 seasons.
Y'all been doing it just because you ain't saying it. Let's vote out, you know, Shonda over there this week. Y'all don't have to say it for it to be racist. They think that just because the white people have not acknowledged that it was racism that they were doing, and of course they wouldn't on TV. They're literally recorded 24 hours a day. Like, that's literally exactly what has been happening.
And that's the thing. That is what racism is, that the day-to-day, it's the little microaggressions that we see. Is not the whole F all Black people.
Exactly.
That's not, don't typically see that. It's the very microaggressions.
Yep.
The stuff that is hard to prove.
Exactly. Or people can just explain it away because we're 22 dismiss seasons. It, mm-hmm. It was always, well, we voted out the black people or whoever because they weren't in our alliance. And why weren't they in your alliance? Because they're black. You want to work with other white people. That's just what it is. Like, stop it. So, and I feel like, and obviously, even if it, because I don't think most of the seasons, it wasn't intentional. Like, there have been a couple seasons where there has been some overt racism in the house. But for the majority of seasons, it really hasn't been that way. But at the same time, it's just like people connect deeper and usually a lot closer with people who they have similar backgrounds to. And so if you put 14 white people in a house and 2 black people in the house, of course those 14 people are probably going to find deeper connections a lot of the time amongst each other, and it's going to leave other people out of that. And that has literally been what has happened. And so you know, the black people in this house, they took matters into their own hands this season. And so for the first season ever, we're guaranteed to have a black final two and a black winner. And this is, you know, you can't even argue that this is the most powerful, successful alliance of all time in Big Brother. And it's like, okay, it makes sense why y'all didn't want to put us, a lot of us, in the house now, because we winning. So y'all didn't want this beat down in the game.
Well, I'm very excited for y'all. Mm-hmm. I don't really know what to say because I don't watch it, but it's black, so I'm here for it.
Exactly. And honestly, to be totally honest, like, the way things are kind of shaking out, my least favorite person in the house is probably gonna win, but you know, at least he's black. But not thrilled about that. I'm gonna be honest.
Oh man.
Oh my gosh.
But hopefully he get kicked out. Maybe it'll be another alliance. I don't know how the show works. Is it possible?
There are chances. There's still a small window of opportunity to get him out of the house, but it's getting slimmer by the day. So more than likely he's probably gonna win. But it's fine. At least he's a black man, you know, who, you know, doesn't really prefer black women. But I'm
one of those.
He's one of those. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's one of those. Which, of all the people who should win off the strength of having an all black alliance, he's probably the last one. But it's fine. You know.
You digress.
I digress. You know, everything comes with a price. Mm-hmm. Everything comes with a price. Yep. Something else is interesting. You're going to hate that I'm bringing up this person, but I have to. Why is former President Trump talking about he would KO Biden in a boxing match?
Speaking of reality TV. He's a freaking clown. This your king? Is this your king?
Is this your king? Is this
your, like, whole adult, sir?
First of all, you're going to end up in prison because Biden is president and nobody can touch him. So try it. Absolutely try it. Like, I don't know. Biden is
president, for folks who still, for the people clearly not our audience, but yeah.
People in the back. Yeah. Like, y'all, it don't make no sense. Like, why? Like, I don't understand why.
I mean, this man also said he got the vaccine and he recommend folks getting it, and they booed that man.
Oh, you know what? See, look at you being on top of your celebrity gossip, because he definitely got
he got booed by his people. I seen that on TikTok.
But, and you know what? All the headlines on CNN were like, Trump created a monster that he can't even control, and it's killing people.
Yeah.
And it's literally killing people.
It's beyond Trump now. Mm-hmm. He's just the mascot.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So, I mean, a lot of these people's blood are on his hands, but at the same time, like, stop listening to him. What's wrong with y'all?
Yeah, y'all showed up to his rally. So,
girl,
to boo a man.
Yep. Yep.
Clowns.
Clown college. Oh, it's a clown college. Yep. It's been so much clownery lately. And one last thing. So do you watch, you know, this is about to be a dumb question because you definitely don't. I was about to ask
probably,
you if you watched American Horror Story, and I know you don't.
No.
You do? Girl, see, y'all, my
I haven't watched
it's
coven. I haven't watched it's coven, but yeah, I have watched it before. Yeah.
Okay, so it has a new season now, which is good, but also like the kind of spinoff show is called American Crime Story. The new season of that just started, and it's about.
Wait, is that on Hulu?
It's on Hulu because it comes on FX.
I think I started it.
So it'll come on the either. If you have Hulu Live, you can watch it when it comes on. Or if you just have Hulu, you can watch it the next day.
Okay, let me know if this is what you're talking about. It okay. was the very first episode was like the first season of American Horror Stories with the hunted, the house and that leather suit. Am I talking about the same thing you're talking
about? That's American Horror Story. Are you talking about American Horror Stories?
Yes,
that is
plural.
That is the that there. Yeah, that's the spinoff of. That's also the spinoff of American Horror Story. This is kind of a spinoff, but it's not really. It's not related to it. It just kind of has like a similar name.
Oh,
and the creator
okay.
Ryan Murphy is the same person. Yep.
Okay, so it's like three different things.
Yes.
Okay.
With similar names.
Okay.
So this one, this season of it is about the whole impeachment saga with Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. So the first episode just aired this past week. I need to catch up on it. But yeah, girl, like.
So it's a real horror story.
Basically. That's yeah. Yeah, because that's kind of the concept of this spinoff show, which is why I really, really like it. Like the second season was all about, you know, the famous designer Gianni Versace and his assassination. And the first season was about the people versus OJ Simpson, the whole OJ Simpson trial. So it is like,
I of course remember the OJ one. Everybody was talking
Girl,
about that.
That
one.
Shit was epic. I need to rewatch that sometime. That was epic. And yeah, the second season was good. And so this season, like I said, I'm glad I reminded myself of it because I hadn't watched the first episode, but I need to because, you know, I love all things politics and I am very fascinated in that time in history when they was really about to remove Bill Clinton for, you know, getting a blowjob in the Oval Office and lying about it. I mean, you can't make that shit up. It's crazy.
Low key kind of hilarious, but
oh, it's so crazy.
And then y'all turn around and elect Trump, but go off.
Go off though. The same people who literally wanted Bill Clinton's head on a platter were like, no, we're not impeaching Trump. We're about to vote against this impeachment. Because this is a lot of the same people are still in office, scarily enough, even though these events are like 20 years apart almost. Like
yeah. Yeah, people they stick around. On the side note,
yeah,
please vote. We do have elections. Voting your local elections is just as important.
Particularly if you're in California. I know you guys are going to hear this after the recall election for governor is already over. Because I believe that main voting date for that is like September 14th, I think. But my gosh, don't let one of these insane Trump fanatics become the governor of your state. Because then you're going to be looking stupid like Texas or Florida. And that's not what you want.
Yeah, only worrying about the major elections.
Girl,
every of them count.
Girl,
all of them count.
All of them. Because the local stuff has a lot to do with what happens on the national level also. So I saw a funny meme that's been floating around that I kept seeing. That was like, because, you know, I believe the flag of Texas only has one star on it. And the meme was like, that flag is actually a review of Texas. One
seen
star.
That on Jerrica's stories. I died. like the star is actually a review or something like
just
that.
Throw just throw the whole state away. Oh my gosh. But yeah, speaking of one last celebrity garbage. Speaking of Texas, currently, I don't know, within the past couple of days, J-Lo and Ben Affleck were here and actually in Austin because Ben Affleck was filming a movie in Austin. So just a little update on that hot couple.
Oh, I forgot about them. They got back together.
Yeah, they buying houses in LA together, all that good stuff.
It just must be amazing to be like, oh, I'm gonna just buy a house, like you just bought a new planner or something. You know what I mean? Like,
literally, it's wild. That's literally what they do. It's like, I think I'll buy a yacht today. Somebody call my accountant.
I wonder if they're like us. Like, do they just like go on like the website, like we go on Nautique or whatever on Fridays and just mm-hmm. pick the yacht?
That's what I'm trying to figure out. They definitely got a yacht website like that for the super, super, super rich. I just don't understand. I just feel like if I had that much money, I just feel like I would be shopping like constantly. Like, if money really, the budget was like not even a factor, like, how do you ever just, maybe you just get over it at some point because you just have access yeah. to everything. It just comes to be like not a big deal. But I know when you first get money, I know that's when folks go crazy. I think that's when so many people go broke, and people who win the lottery for like millions of dollars years later are like broke and homeless. It's crazy.
You know, if I won the lottery, I would just quit and play Animal Crossing. Like, that's all I want to do. It's been like 3 days and I haven't been able to play.
Oh no, that is not okay. I know you're not.
That's
okay.
What I need my life to be. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It's just to be like, I could just do whatever the hell I want to do.
Seriously. I agree. Yep. I totally agree.
Oh, capitalism.
I know. I know. I know. Yeah. Well, that's our show for this week, guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. Make sure you check out our website, plannersandwinepod.com. We still have our Be Inclusive and Chill pins available. We also have some amazing new merch that Myra worked really, really hard on. So make sure you support.
Oh my God,
that.
Please love go buy it. That.
Yes. Cause I love y'all. I'm so excited about these freaking Christmas shirts. Like,
yeah, I need a place a sample order for that. Y'all gotta go see it, and I have to put the link for the Patreon crew because there is a Patreon version mm-hmm, of it, of mm-hmm. course. But I cannot wait for that. So please, please, please go pick up something. And I hope y'all enjoyed this show. This was really fun.
It was. It was. We hope y'all did too. Give us some feedback. Let us know if you like these more lighthearted episodes or what your preference is, because we'll always do both. We'll give you the lightheartedness, but we'll give you the tea and the real and mm-hmm. the stuff that's really going on also. But I'm just kind of curious to what you guys like the most. So just, you know, drop us a line and let us know. If you really enjoyed this episode, always you leave us an iTunes review. If you listen on iTunes, please leave us a 5-star review telling us how much you love the show. I think that's it, Myra. You got anything else?
Nope. Other than science is real, mm-hmm. Dr. Fauci stand account. Just FYI.
Yep. Yep. Black Lives Matter.
Yeah.
Love is love. Women's bodies or people who reproduce should have full control over their bodies, period.
Just friendly reminders of all.
Yep, there's no such thing as reverse racism. Let's throw that out there.
Seriously, stop pulling that in the car. It don't exist.
No. And it just makes you seem racist AF. Like, stop. But I think that's it, guys. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. We will talk to y'all next week.
Bye, guys.